Welcome to another episode of the Best Kept Secret Podcast, aka the podcast about nothing. I am your host, CZ Ray, and as usual, I'm not alone. I'm joined by my brethren, Dre's on Blaze.
Yes.
What you saying, Dre's?
Hey, man. Life is lifing. Hoes is trifling, bruh. There's nothing more I can say.
Jeez.
That's kind of how it...
What a way to start. Yo. That's crazy. Life is life and hoes is trifling. That is crazy.
That's really my life in a summary right there. You know what I'm saying? So, how are you,
You know, I'm okay. Just stumbling over one immensity over another.
Hey,
you know,
bro, look at the words
day.
Right there. This is a professor we're dealing with.
There's a thespian in that. Yeah, bro.
Yo,
but other than that, you know, I'm chilling. It's Ramadan, alhamdulillah, so I'm chilling.
Alhamdulillah, still.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a good week because of what we are doing today. It's a very special day today. Today we are going to be...
C's couldn't wait for this, just so you guys know.
Allow me, fam. Today. All right, everybody. So today we are going to be reviewing the brand new album by Mani Badu. The album is called Misery Loves Company.
Wow.
And yeah, it's been in the works for the last couple of years. She's done a few singles, released a few tracks here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have the full project, Misery Loves Company by Mani Badu. Dwayze, what are you saying? What were your initial thoughts going into this?
Man, for me, honestly, Mani has never disappointed with a project. So I knew already, like, hey, it's going to be some vibes on here. It's going to be some things I like. There's going to be, you know, my favorite type of Mani, which is the singing Mani. You know, there's going to be some bars. And I think she really, you know, came to the party with everything she provided. She delivered. I like that this album also felt, it just felt very, it didn't feel like she was trying to stick to any sort of theme really or sound. She was really kind of creative with this, a bit experimental, trying new things here and there. So for me, personally, I saw the growth. You know, I saw what she did here. I appreciated it. I liked a lot of this project. Yeah, man, it was cool for me. I really enjoyed this project. I think, you know, Mani is one of the most creative, you know, just like outstanding in terms of her appearance, her delivery, her, you know, she's like a jack-in-the-box almost. You never know what to expect with Mani. So, man, dope for me, definitely.
Yeah, I was very curious because, you know, Pawn Star had interesting like flavors, had different flavors on there, and I was like kind of curious as to what she was gonna take from that project and bring onto this one. Few things that worked, and then, you know, leave other things that didn't work or whatever.
Yeah,
and yeah. I mean, we spoke about Pawn Star in great detail last time, and we liked that album. And so, yeah, I was also very excited to hear this one. You know, she had messaged and said, yo, I'm working on this stuff, and I feel like you're going to love this stuff, you know? Mm. And if anyone knows, like, I'm really into, like, that melodic stuff that Mani Badu does, man. Yeah, she's in, like,
definitely.
That melodic bag, and she's singing, and she's just
bag.
Crooning, and she's just...
Which I feel like
they
don't put
man.
Enough respect on her name when it comes
they
to that, bro. They really don't.
They don't,
yo.
You know? And so when she was like, yo, dude, I'm working on this stuff, and I feel like you're gonna, you know, you're gonna love this, I was very, very excited, you know? And then, of course, I got to hear it, and yeah, now we're here. So let's get into it, man. The first track, Dead Roses. How are you feeling about this intro?
Yeah, man. Dead Roses. Yeah, man. I really like this intro. I like the ethereal sort of, you know, dreaminess of this intro. Just getting us into the vibe, setting the tone, setting the mood. And then you get that electric guitar too, which is almost like a juxtaposition to what's happening. And that shit is going crazy too. Like, yeah. Whoever's cooking here, bro. They're really cooking, dude. You know, but yeah, man, I also just love the singing, you know, that she's doing. Mm-hmm. Like I said, just that's just the melodic stuff, like we just touched on, is my favorite type of Mani Badu. So yeah, this was kind of a nice intro to what we're gonna get. And yeah, so far I was like, all right, let's go.
There's this other like filtered voice that she uses on this thing, on this intro.
Yeah.
And like I kept listening back to it and it felt very familiar and I just couldn't, like, you know, put my finger on it. And it reminds me of there's this song from like 2002, back in like MTV days.
Yeah.
There's this song called All the Things She Said. All the things she said, all the things she said, running through my head, running through my head. It's by this other duo called Tatu. And on the bridge of that song, they use a very, very similar flow that she is using on this song, on that filtered part.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's just a coincidence or if it was like intentional, because that song was massive, like a massive heartbreak.
It's crazy
song,
that you know? Say that, bro.
And
it's crazy because I was gonna say one of the aesthetics I feel of this album is that sort of early MTV punky vibe. Like I get that sort of aura and energy from this project, so like I feel like it's somewhere, you know, it's connecting there, the dots are connecting, right? You know?
Yeah, no, I really feel like it was like an intentional choice. But either way, it's great. It sounds really, really good, man. And yeah, a good intro, definitely. The next one was Choosy featuring Red Orion. I wasn't really familiar with this man over here. How you feeling about Choosy?
Yeah, bro, I like these niggas that sound like they're from space, like Abo Mars Baby, Red Orion. Bro, these niggas are doing the things, bro. I promise you, bro. They are cooking, dog. So I was like, nah, Red Orion. Like, I honestly, I've never heard of him either. But I was pretty impressed with what he did on here. This was my first introduction. I was like, okay, I actually want to listen to more of what he has to offer. So, yeah but like, I also like the, like, there's like this, like it's like the rawness and distortion on his vocals, like just give it this other like vibe, bruh. It just hits differently. So I really like that. Love the hook he does, simple but effective as well. He was really shining on this track, I can't lie to you. Like I like what Mani did, but I was really taken by Mr. Red Orion and what he contributed to the track. So yeah, for me, good track. I would have liked Mani to shine a bit more. But for me, it was one of those tracks when you get on a track with another vocalist and you're just doing the most, that you're just like, oh, hey, now this guy came to work, bro. Like, hey. Mm. So, yeah, but that's how I feel. I do like Choosy, though. Definitely.
Yeah. You can feel that this is the ending of a relationship, you know. From Dead Roses going into this one, you can feel the heartbreak vibes. And yeah, Mani's voice is just gentle, and yeah, it feels like I didn't get enough of her in this one. I wanted more,
definitely.
But you know, I get it. That's how I felt on Porn Star track 2. Funny enough, on Porn Star was Got to Go featuring Lord Cares, and Lord Cares like opens up with like the first half of the song, and then Mani comes in later. So similar vibe,
like, definitely.
You know, and it's track 2 on both of them. So
come on,
that's
Mani.
Funny.
Track listing point.
Yeah, but then of course we get into Heartbreak Hotel featuring Una Rams.
Banger.
Man. What are you saying? Heartbreak Hotel.
Heartbreak Hotel, bruh. Heartbreak Hotel. To me, this is like, I must put this in top 10 classic Money Bad Dude tracks, but honestly, this 100%. Is going down to the history books, bro.
100%.
This one, bruh. She outdid herself on here, bruh. She really outdid herself. I love this song on here. Like I said, yeah, man, just already a classic for me. I don't know, bruh. It almost feels like she was tapping into like her Able bag on this song.
It's too good, bro.
Like, it's too much, bro. It's too much, the delivery, the emotion, bruh. And that time, Una also came with what we needed. Like, I like the fact that it just fit. It blended in nice. It was, like, such a great choice of feature as well. It's not one I would have thought of directly, but it makes sense, bro. It makes sense when you really put it together. So, yeah, man. Like, what they did on this, for me, I think was top tier, A-level, top class. Like, oh, one of my favorite songs ever for Money. So, yeah, outstanding.
The first time I heard this song, I even sent it to the group, bro.
I couldn't believe it, bro. I even saw the name. I was like, nah, I know this is gonna be a banger, bro.
Yo, dude, I was like, what the hell is
hey,
it? Like,
man.
It's really, really incredible. I loved it the first time I heard it, and I haven't stopped listening to it since.
Bruh, till this day.
It gave me a similar feeling I got when I first heard Heart Overboard.
Yes, it does give those Heart Overboard feelings.
You get me? And it's just like this desperation, bro. Ish. Like the heartbreak, you can feel it, bro.
Dark.
The voice is just, everything is just so.
The way she's singing the cadence, like, yo, bro, it's like there's destruction happening. There's flames, buildings are burning. You know? Like, yo.
Yeah.
Shut
I
up,
call
man.
Her Heartbreak Badu when she's in this podcast.
That is the one.
Heartbreak Badu for real. Like, this song is incredible.
She outdid herself.
Yeah. And then we got to Another Day featuring Benjamin, which, yeah, you know, those first three tracks, it's like heartbreak, it's the end of the relationship, and then there's like the switch up.
The new light coming in.
Complete tonal shift.
Yeah.
We sort of move from like the heartbreak stuff to like some hard-hitting bangers.
Yeah,
how are you feeling about Another Day?
Yeah, man, Another Day. Random side note, I don't know, I don't like this title for songs. I just I don't know. But then, yeah, man, you see this beat from Not Benjamin, it reminds me of those noisy Kanye Nash beats we used to talk about. Like, it has that same vibe, like that brrr, grrr, like a lot is going crazy, a lot is happening. Like, and on top of that time he's rapping like Lucas raps as well. So it was just like, for me, I was like, yeah, I don't know. But yeah, it was interesting. Let me put it like that. It was interesting. It was like they were just having fun, they were just experimenting, they're just kind of like, you know, getting a bit chaotic with it. So I'm not gonna knock it, but hey, it just reminds me of a time I didn't enjoy. So yeah.
I liked Money's part on the song. I think Benjamin's rapping, it's cool, but it didn't feel like it elevated the song in any way. Didn't feel like it added much, even though it sounds cool. But I feel like if you were to remove the verse and just keep Money on it and just make this like a 1 minute freestyle into whatever, you know, to me that still works fine.
Yeah,
you get me?
Definitely. But I do want to say, there is this like layered vocal effect that they use, I think on Money's bridge there, like it was so fire. Like, it gave me like some Aaliyah vibes from, like, you know, I feel like that's what the effect Aaliyah would use in this day and age, like this layered, like double, like, yo, it was just fire. Whatever they did there, that was clean. But yeah.
Hey, shout out to the mixing and
Benji.
He was doing
on the boards.
The engineers, boy.
Hey.
The next one was called Another One, featuring GT Beats and Woods. This song caught me off guard, bro. Like, it caught me by surprise. I genuinely was not expecting this at all from Money. But ironically, it's one of my favorites on the album.
I'd like to hear your thoughts though. Why do you feel like this is one of your favorites though?
Because I think it's sticking to this theme of, like, you know, we're dancing through the heartbreak, you know, which was a similar thing as well on the Mars Baby project. And it's just like this vibe. Also on Heartbreak Hotel, you know, we're two-stepping through the heartbreak. You know, it's not like these ballads where we just a typical heartbreak ballad. These are like still like, you know, songs with like good tempo, but like the heartbreak is still there. You get me? And so I think I like that juxtaposition of singing about devastation and heartbreak on a long drum beat. You know, it's like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And she's singing too, you know?
Yeah.
And so even though it is a dance track, it still carries the sentiments of heartbreak and pain. And yeah, man, like I said, I just really love Money when she's in her melodic bag. What are your thoughts on this one?
I'm surprised. Wait, this is Don't Call Me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Just making sure. Because I was surprised that you liked this song, bruh. I don't know. I just, for me, it feels like...
That's what I'm saying.
This like, song you wouldn't like.
It's random, but it works. It just works, bro. Like, I bumped this jam, dog.
But I even had to make sure the right song was like, nah, she's like Don't Call Me, bruh. Yeah, but actually, one, right? I hear you, dog. I actually hear what she's saying, bruh, because I feel the same way. Like, this is not typically a song that I would like, but it's catchy. I liked also the vocal stutter she does there, or the way they mixed it there. Like, I like it. It's fresh. It's something different. Cool song. Feels also like a radio single attempt, which I think it was, because I think it was the first single, and it works well, bro. It works really well as that. Her performance, like you said, and I think that's what got you. You know, that just, again, Money has that thing of, you know, I always bring it up, especially lately, bro, this thing of being able to portray that emotion, but you don't have to go crazy with the vocals, but you don't have to be hitting some crazy knee like, bro, you just but we can feel that emotion, that raw emotion where it's coming from, and Money's very good at doing that when she's singing. And that's why I feel like her singing is so effective, because it comes from that place, bro. It's not just coming like, let me just sing to you, bro. It's coming from somewhere, and you can feel that shit, bro. So that's what I like about the song. It's very honest. It's very open, simplistic, but it gets the job done. So I do like it. And also that she tried something new and executed. And this is another thing too, of artists who try things and they're able to execute that well. Because I feel like this was the thing that me and Bila were saying. I think it was the Mars episode where it's sometimes... Mm-hmm. It's not that the execution is bad. It's just that it might not resonate the way it's done. But I feel like the way Money does this, it's like it still sticks to identity in a way that's familiar to me. You know what I mean? So I really appreciate songs like Don't Call Me from her.
What a banger. What I will say is that in terms of sequencing, I feel like this song should have been like further down, or like before Another Day, because Another Day is just randomly like stuck in between these two heartbreak songs,
and that's probably another reason why I'm like, hey, Another Day, hey, I don't know, but
you hear me? So in terms of sequencing, I feel like Another Day should have moved down and, you know, go after Another One, another one, and because then it just groups everything nicely in terms of like thematically. Because then from Another One, you get to Wake Up, Give Me My Money, That's Hard, Paraffin, and it's just like all these bangers.
Because it makes sense. And so then, I feel like, exactly, it picks up the energy properly. Yeah.
Exactly. But yeah, after that, we got to Wake Up featuring Baby Day.
See, this is why she was trying to. Nice, she was trying to. Never mind. Anyway. wait, Wake Up. Yeah, man. Wake Up for me, very random song, but it hits hard, bro. It hits hard, I won't lie. Mash went crazy on the production, for sure. Money's flow, I will say, crazy. I love her cadence. She's coming heavy here, bro. She's doing the things, like, bro. And she was dripping, bro. She was dripping on this verse, bro. I won't even lie to you. Yeah, man. Yeah, and I feel like this was another one of those ones where, you know, she's just having fun with it. She's giving you those just fun bars. She's not being too serious. But that's money too. Money's just gonna give you that feel, bruh. You know, like just that cool shit, bruh. You know, and I like that. Yeah, man. Days for me, Days started well. You know, the verse started well, but then hey, I don't know, towards the end it wasn't connecting as much, but hey, bruh, you know what, what can we say? Days for me is more of a vibe artist anyway. It's not necessarily a guy I'm looking for bars and triple entendres from. But yeah, because even he didn't even finish, like, he finished the verse like at 15, 14 bars. I was like, bruh, wait, there's still. Bro didn't even complete the task.
Bro just gave up. Like, oh, I'm done. He's like, filling the rest. He's like, filling the blanks.
Bro, the bitch just went quiet, bro. I was like, hey, bro. You see, so I was like, hey, bro, I don't know. Random feature to have Days on there. But I see, like, the energy, because, you know, they have that similar, like, I get it. You know, I get where she's going with the Days feature. But yeah, man. For me, this track is neither here or there, but it's cool.
Yeah, it's a cool track. It's a fun song. I don't know. There's this line that Days said. I think he said, "My circle's small, like a kufiya." And so, for people who don't know what a kufiya is, it's that round hat that the Muslims wear, the men.
For Days.
You know the ones. Those round, those small round hats.
Yes, bro. That one where it just looks like a cup on the head, bro. Yes. I know the ones, bro. Like a bowl.
So, when Days said, "My circle's small like a kufiya."
Dog. Bro, and the thing is, I've never heard a normal rapper say that, bruh. So I'm like, yo, where's Days pulling this one from, bro? Nigga in Cape Town for real. That's how you know he's from Cape Town, bruh.
But yeah, no, shout out to
Days. Yo, I.
Shout out to Days. You know, he has a song, he has a feature with one of my favorite artists ever. And one day, that song will see the light of day. Ish. I know it.
Yeah, but to give Jay-Z's props, there's a song he has with Frank and Kylie Nash called "Wind," and that song goes crazy. I just don't want people to think I'd be hating on Days. But yeah, nah, shout out Days, man. Shout out to you, brother.
Shout out still. The next one was "Give Me My Money." Produced by Match. He's another well-produced banger.
Match going crazy with the beats. He's on his hey, bruh, since when? Bruh, since Never Ride. Match be dropping bangers, bro. Yes, us.
What are you saying about "Give Me My Money"?
Yeah, "Give Me My Money." Yeah, ish. I like this. Yeah, I almost thought it was Doja on the intro. She was giving me Doja vibes on this one, eh? Like, real Doja Cat vibes. Match going crazy on that production. I love the flow and delivery for Money on here. Like, a lot of bags and pockets Money finds on this project is just crazy. Like, her flows are just hitting, bro. Yeah, this is heat, bro. I don't want to lie. For me, this was heat. It stuck to who Money Bad Dude is. It kind of gives me that futuristic sound. You know, the only thing I will say, there's just some of the enunciations. Like, sometimes I can't really hear what Money's saying on some parts, you know? That would be my only critique for real, but like, I really like this, bro. I just think Mash was in the right pocket, Money was in the right pocket, they vibed on this one, they understood the task, and it was cool vibes, bro.
Yeah, now I like it. Very, very strong hook on this one.
Definitely.
We got "That's Hot" was the next song.
That's Hot. Yeah,
what can I say, man? The track is hot. You know,
it's a hot one. Style.
I can see this doing well in a live performance setting. How are you feeling about "That's Hot"?
Yeah, that's hot. I also thought the same thing. More of a live one for me, one that would go off live. Like, it's one of those songs I feel like, you know, listening to it now, I won't really appreciate it as much as if I was at a show and it went off. So yeah, man, it's one of those ones for me. Interesting production, I must say. They got a little experimental with it. I will say the the glitching at the end was a bit like crazy, was breaking my eardrums, but you know, money's always on that futuristic shit, so I appreciate it. But yeah, man, this for me was more of a filler, but like I said, I feel like I would appreciate more live because it's got that catchiness, it's got that like crowd interaction vibe, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I definitely see what you're saying.
And then we have Paraffin.
Heesh.
Featuring Sasty and Saucy. I'm not gonna lie, man. I wasn't familiar with Sasty's game before this one.
Well,
I was very impressed, eh? Like, I was.
Yo, Sasty, man. Hey.
Very, very impressed. His verse is insane. Like.
Yeah, but Sasty be cooking, man.
Crazy.
Sasty
like,
be cooking.
It's actually so crazy.
Yo.
You know? And then the hook is fire.
Oof.
No pun intended.
Like
the hook is fire.
Yeesh.
You know? And then, of course, it's always good to hear Money and Saucy together.
Eish. Combo.
Yeah. So, Paraffin, what are you saying?
Yeah, bruh. This hook, bruh. You see, some of Money's hooks, bruh. Just even the puzzle. Even if we go back to Heart Overboard and things like that, it's just like... Money sometimes just gets diabolical with the hook, right?
Yeah. She's one of the best.
Yo. Like, really, dog. That melodic shit, she's just too good at, bro. Like, I don't even know, like, if we would say female MCs, if we just would say who can even be in that bag, like, yeah, she's just in a different bag with
she
that melodic
alone.
Shit, bro. Yo, honestly, dog. But yeah, man, I love this, bro. I love this. Yeah, I just wonder what Mpilo would say about Saucy on here, but. Nevertheless, we move. Sasty, like you said, bruh. Ooh, bruh, Sasty, dog, one of my favorite of the Quellers, dog. I feel like he always delivers. He's one of those guys who's always going to give you a nice verse. I will say, though, I do prefer him more on, like, harder beats. Because I feel like when he's on a hard beat, he really goes off. Beats like these floaty, like, dreamy type of beats, I would say... If we're gonna choose a Quella, I'd go more for like lo-fi on here, or I'd go for La Cabra, because those guys for me, like they kill the melodic bag more. But I still think Sasty delivered, you know, for what he do, he delivered. His verse was crazy. He did his thing on here. I think, like you said, bro, Saucy. I feel like it's always nice to hear her. She did her thing on here as well. I have no hate. And yeah, all together, I really do like this track. Such a dope track, and Money really glues this together with that hook, so it's crazy.
Yeah, it works. It really works. And I remember, like, when, you know, when the track list dropped and I saw the features, I'm like, ish, it looks like there's a lot of features, man. I don't know. You know?
But I have not
like,
had a problem
honestly,
with one single
bro,
feature,
like,
man.
Everyone just works perfectly. Like, and it's so rare, right?
Dog,
like, it's so rare.
Bro.
But everybody who was featured on this album
bruh.
Just came through.
Especially these
shit,
days, bruh, with these feature heavy albums, it's rare that you find every feature really delivering, bruh. Like, hey.
Exactly. So yeah, now shout out Paraffin. Let me get to we go back to the heartbreak stuff again as we close off the album.
Yes.
We get to Forever featuring Nanette and Hash.
Hey.
Very interesting song.
Yeah.
Interesting lineup
very,
as well.
Yeah, everything is interesting. Yeah. Hey.
This. Yeah. Like, what are your thoughts on this song, man?
There's a lot going on here. I do want to say first thing out the gate that Nanette lately has been on fire, bro. She's just been dropping heat left and right, bro. Yeah, and to me, nonetheless, I think. She delivers here. I think everybody delivered on this track, honestly. But also the production of the song, I don't know, it doesn't really match what's going on, but I still feel like they were able to bring that emotion, that bag to it. And yeah, like yeah, because to me the production is awkward. Like it feels like some EDM-y R&B, like I don't know, bro. But yeah, Hash, man. Honestly, Hash really found a nice pocket for me at the end. The flow, like, if anybody really found a pocket for me on here, Hash did, you know. The rest kind of felt a bit more like experimental, trying to do something a little unorthodox, you know. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't really have much else to say that. But I do like what everyone did. I can't say I didn't like the song. It was just an interesting listening experience, I would say.
Definitely very different from everything else on the project, and very different for even for them as artists.
Yeah, yeah.
They've never really done anything like this.
Yeah.
So it was interesting, you know, and I have to, you know, give kudos to that because, yeah, man, I would rather, you know, have something interesting and something where I feel like, you know, every time I go back to the song, you know, I pick up on new things. I'm like, oh, okay, there's this happening. Exactly. Oh, there's this going on.
And something that feels like it challenged them, because this doesn't feel like it was just an easy day, the studio, just go in. It feels like you really had to, like, say, okay, how am I going to attack this? Like, you know.
Nah, shut up, man. This, yeah, an interesting lineup, interesting song, but it worked, you know.
Yeah, it definitely did.
It really worked. And let me get to DAM featuring Cash CPT. For me, this song, it gets better with every listen. At first, I was like, okay, yeah, cool, nice jam. But like, it keeps getting better the more I listen to it. How are you feeling about 3 AM?
Yeah, bro, 3 AM, I think it has the same, it grew the same on me. Like, it was one of those songs I heard first, I was like, ah, this was nice. The more I kept hearing it, the more I kept discovering, like, yo, actually, bruh. And I think this is a lot of, for me, with Cash's, especially when Cash is in his singing bag, like, yo, bruh, you know, it connects differently, it hits differently, especially when you really, like, deep it, bruh, you know. So for me, honestly, such a dope song. Money was in her bag, yeah. Cash was in her bag, his bag, sorry. There's something Money said here. She was like, passive aggressive, I'm a passionate pessimistic. I don't know why, but just her saying that shit, bro, that shit hit differently, bro. That shit hit differently, bro. But yeah, I think, like, this is a song, even now, I feel like I'm gonna go back to, and I'm still gonna discover more and still feel more from it, bro. But as for me, like, anything with Cash on the hook, like, it's giving, bro. It's always giving, bro. Cash knows how to bring that emotion. Like we said, with the features, every feature feels like they were well thought out and selected for the right song. And this is another testament to that. So, yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Shout out to them on this one.
The final song was Troublesome.
Yes,
sir. Featuring Jay Marley.
Yo.
I feel like I've waited for this song for like 2 years, I think. What a way to end the album. I feel like, you know, the title of the album is Misery Loves Company, and a lot of these songs are about heartbreak and the end of a relationship
and dealing with it.
Yeah, I feel like with Troublesome, this is like the darkest it gets, bro. Like, this
and who better to put on,
and who better to, you get me? Like,
that's why every feature was well thought out, bro, for this.
This, you know? To me, it's like, this is like when you're beyond rock bottom, bro. Like, this,
Doug, can you hear the pain in Jay's vocals, bro?
Like, it is taking you out. That you're fighting for your life, bro.
I don't know, personally, on a commercial, like, commercial release from Jay that's not hidden for the public, I haven't heard this much emotion from his delivery. Like, bro, his vocal here, bro, you can feel that pain, bro. Like, no, I was like, nah, Jay, bro, Jay gotta come back, bro. Like,
this song is just unbelievable, bro.
Yeah.
This is that 3 a.m. drive kind of music, man. Like, yeah, this is, like I said, man, this is like when you're at the depths of, you know,
it's almost no return, bro.
Like, you're at the bottom, bro. You know? And yeah, what are you saying? Troublesome.
Yeah, bro, I can't lie. I love this song, bro. I might say it's my favorite song, bro. You know? On this project. It competes heavy with what was it now on here? Was it Choosy? I think.
Heartbreak Hotel
and Choosy, it's up there, top three. But yeah, man, Troublesome, very deep song, so much meaning, so much depth, so layered, right? You know, such a layered song. And I love songs like this. I love when there's, so it's not just the song, It's just the artists. There's just so much that goes into it. It's the people, it's their lives. It's what you know these artists are bringing to this, you know? It's just a very special record. And like C said, it might have been something that was recorded maybe a long time ago, but it still stands true today, you know? It still resonates, yeah. It still connects. And yeah, just some of the technical aspects of the song, like, just them like going back and forth a bit, you know, some of the overlapping, some of the layering. I would have liked like Jay to do a bit more like backup vocal harmonies on this track for like Money's verse, like the kind of the way like what is this track now, I think it was Unthinkable, Drake and Alicia, when you just had Drake there, just so subtle background vocals. I would have just liked that more from Jay on here, but I can probably understand why that might not have been the thing. But yeah, man, like, yes, such a deep song, such a way to end this project on such a note, especially the theme of this project. I think it's just such a ribbon, such a way to tie it all together. So yeah, shout out to both of them for doing the best. Shout out to Money on this, because she also brought that emotion. She also brought that feeling to it. And yeah, Money as well, like, just want to say it again, guys, you need to put respect on Money's vocals, bro. When it comes to this singing shit, please put more respect on it. That's all I would like to say, Danko.
Yeah. Misery Loves Company, Money Badu. I've said this before, man, I'm saying it again, I feel like Money Badu is so creative. She's such an interesting artist to listen to. The way that she writes her stories, the way that she is able to deliver those stories through her different, you know, pockets.
And depict vocally. Them visually,
and aesthetically. Then it goes to the visuals and the aesthetic. Everything about Money is just so interesting to witness. And Misery Loves Company, I think it shows all of her skills and talents at like the highest level. This album had incredible production choice, which I know she had a hand in that. The writing, she's never been this good before. Like, this is incredible writing.
Yeah.
Her singing is exceptional. Top tier. You know, like I said, songs like Heartbreak Hotel, Troublesome, and even a song like what is it called? Don't Call Me. Another one, right? Yeah, the song, another one. Even just those songs, like, she's really, really singing at the highest level. And then we get to her rapping as well. She's tapping into new flows we haven't heard before. And so I feel like this is a very, very strong body of work. And she should really be proud of herself. So, like, shout out Money Badu. Shout out to everybody that contributed to this album. Closing thoughts, Drake, what are you saying?
Yeah, man, this is truly just like a work of art by Money here. Something that I truly believe will be a highlight in her catalog. You know, as an artist, I feel like the world still has a lot more room to appreciate, you know. I still feel like Money is gonna go on to do big things, like all the things we highlighted, the creativity, you know, the aesthetic, the appeal, the attitude, the cadence, the demeanor, the delivery, the songwriting. She's the full package, bro. The look, the art, she's everything you need, you know? Even just her being with the times, up to date, like, her music pushing boundaries. It doesn't feel like Money's ever in a bag that she's just like, okay, I'm comfortable here. She's always going to push herself, test herself. She's always going to try and give us something that we haven't really experienced from her. And that's what I really appreciate from Money. And she's going to do it well, do it with emotion and to the best of her ability as well. You know, and that just shines throughout this whole project. You know, this just sounds like she's hungry too. It doesn't sound like she's just trying to be like, oh, you know, let me just give you all an album. It sounds like she's really tried to really give you something special. Yeah, really tried to give her the best of her. You know, and I really appreciate that. I really appreciate the creativity, the whole aspect of Money Badu as a person, but the fact that she's able to give us that every single time, bro. She delivers something. So, bruh, one of my favorite artists in the game, someone I feel is very underappreciated, as I said, but bro, she's doing her thing. She keeps elevating. I feel like she's growing with every project. So, hey, man, shout out to Mani. Shout out to the whole team. Shout out to Paradise, because I feel like they hold her down for real. And yeah, man, shout out to Mani.
Yeah, whether it's Mani Badu or Heartbreak Badu, she's going to kill it.
Oh, big Zach.
Shout out. Yeah, much love to Mani Badu. This has been the Best Kept Secret Podcast, aka the podcast about nothing. I was your host, CZ Ray, and I was not alone. I was with my brethren, Dre's on Blaze.
Yes, sir.
Until next time, stay shining. Peace and love.